interesting question was asked in the halakha. A person was praying mincha, and he started the silent amidah. He said, Adonai, sefatai teftah, ufi yagit latecha. And then all of a sudden he heard Kaddish. We heard Kiddushah. Something that he has to answer to. The problem is he started the Amidah already. So can he answer the Kaddish or the Kiddushah? Well, let's discuss another case that is obvious. Let's say a person is praying the silent Amidah, and he's in the middle of the Amidah. He's in Tishkon B'toch Yerushalayim. And he hears Kaddish or Kiddushah, it's clear he does not answer. Maybe at best, he keeps quiet to listen. But for sure he does not answer because it's a hefsek in the middle of the Amidah. Furthermore, even if he finished the Amidah, he said, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mevarech et Amo Yisrael Bashalom, Amen. And he hears a Kaddish at that point, he cannot answer. Because officially the Amidah doesn't end until he says, Yehilu Rasonim Refi, Ve'Yon Nebi Lefanecha, Adonai Suri V'Gwadi. Until he says that line, he's still for all practical purposes in the middle of the Amidah. Therefore he's not allowed to interrupt for anything. Once he says, Yehilu Rasonim Refi, then there's rules what he can answer, what he can't answer. But everybody agrees before that he can't answer. So then the question again is, now you started the Amidah. Now we know that's part of the Amidah. So can you answer Kaddish at that point? Ben Ishchai writes in Perashat Vayakel, Halacha Yud, that he can. That means, you say, Ufi Yagita Latecha, you heard Kaddish, you answer. Amen Yeshme Rabbah Mavarach. And then what? Start again. Because Hashem Svalat Tiftah Vayakel is a Pasuk. So therefore, even though you started for the Amidah, so long as you didn't continue, you could say the Kaddish, or answer the Kaddish, and then go back and start the Amidah again. It's a big Hiddush. The question is, let's say if you continued. He said, Baruch Atah Hashem. Now you heard Kaddish. So are you allowed to then at that point say, Baruch Atah Adonai, Lamedeni Hokecha. There's a pasuk in Tehillim, Baruch Atah Adonai Lamedeni Hokecha. So back out of the Amidah by saying Lamedeni Hokecha, and then go and answer the Kaddish. The Beit Ishchai raises this question, and he leaves it with the following dilemma: Ve'adayin lo nifshat etzli safek zeh. He says, I don't have an answer to that case. That's already a question that if you were placed in the predicament, we wouldn't have a clear answer to tell you what to do. But it is clear, at least, when it comes to the first pasuk in the Amidah, in Mincha. Because in Mincha, you're allowed to start over again. In Shacharit, you would not be allowed to start over again. Because you now make the hefsek. You don't have to talk. You have to, God is Israel, Hashem says, you have to go straight in. Arabit as well. But in Mincha, the Mincha starts at the Amidah, technically. So therefore, once you set a ship to Padai Tiftach, then you hear a Kaddish or Kiddushah, answer, and then start the Amidah once again.